Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets, 8:05 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Rich Pasin for Critical Points, November 16th. All right, the model's saying it's possible corn popped one day, made a little better effort, but it was still just a level three top, and the market's just going down, at least for a couple of days, more likely down over the next couple of weeks. But at the same time, you can make an argument that really the overnight market is just an inside day, and interesting enough, on the candlesticks chart, it's even trading between the open and close, an inside day of an inside day here. And you can make an argument the daily stochastic is not yet rolled over for a sell signal. It's trying to be bullish, and it's not even yet to the mid-range, so there is room to rally. The best I can tell you, if it starts trading above yesterday's close at 666¾, so how's that for a fascinating number? If it trades above it, it's probably trying to stage an actual level three trend, and we do have to consider it might want to trade to around 680s, maybe a little higher. But the model assumes it really ought to be going lower for those larger trends, that it ought to be going lower into the end of the month, if not into December. Now, until it takes out yesterday's high, which would be evidence a level three trend is extending, I would take a gamble, and it may be nothing but a gamble, that it's actually a level three top and it's going lower. Now, yesterday's price action, it was lower and made a new low for the week, and then goes higher than what had gone in the prior 4 days. That's a pretty interesting daily price action. It's a positive reversal. But if it trades below yesterday's low at 651¼, I do think you have to consider at least 647 for these level four interweek swings, but I think you better assume the market could just continue to go lower to 640s, 620s, okay, in the next few weeks here. So let me quickly zoom out on the daily, weekly chart here. I don't think I updated anything. So the weekly chart shows it bounced back to the five-week average and they sold it. I think that's a correct thing for them to do. And I think it should go lower into next week, ideally the following week, meaning I can allow some level three bouncing, some stability here. And I can wait until December to get this lower. So you may see some stability. And the weekly stochastic is oversold. It's warning us we may be too bearish here, okay? I think if we see very convincing trade above the high of this week, in fact, I prefer last week's high at 680¾, we may have to consider a level one, level two bottom in place and something's more bullish where it's going to be supported maybe all the way into January. But I don't think so. The best forecast is try to give this market an opportunity to go still lower, and we still want about the 650 mark on down to 630s, and I can now allow 620s. So I'm going to stay with that forecast that we just had a knee-jerk reaction, might have had just a level three top, and there's just not enough demand here. The buyer just wants to buy for one day. They don't seem to need to buy for 3, 5, 7 days anymore. And the seller is caught behind, and they're just going to sell new lows, and we'll get a bottom when they refuse to sell a new low, okay, or for a new low. So I'm going to stay with the bearish stance here. I know I realize it is time to start considering a bottom, but I think it's probably got to wait until December, get Thanksgiving out of the way. Now, January soybeans. Inside day as well, and even inside the open close, so an inside day for the moment. So obviously, if it trades above the overnight high, we have to consider maybe some upside. More importantly, I would wait to see it trade above the close of yesterday at 14:57¼. That may be a sign it's still trying to rally into a level three top that can occur maybe by Friday on into the first half of next week. It may have something to do with where they don't really want to sell it until we get the holiday out of the way. But here's the thing. I'm not convinced this market can really rally to a level three top. Another weird thing is it might be working towards a level three bottom immediately followed by a level three top, but it's just built inside of this sideways range. As we get the holiday out of the way, they might be ready for a two-week sell-off. It is a bit perplexing of what the beans need to do, okay? I think they want to try to drive it down and tomorrow pop it back up, but I'm concerned it would be a level three top or bottom, immediately followed by a level three top. I'm concerned they just don't want to do anything this week, but next week they're going to start selling, and they sell into the following week, sell for the first week of December, sell after Thanksgiving. Okay. Now, the daily indicator is a little bit above mid-range, trying to roll over for a sell signal. Very debatable. Will it move higher to overbought? Will it move lower? I don't know. Another way of looking at this, if it takes out yesterday's low of 1432.5, I think you got to consider it's probably going to take out the low at 1420.5 and could trend eventually down to $14. If it takes out the high at 1464.75, yesterday's high, so yesterday was a pretty pivotal moment here of something to watch, then we have to be concerned it is going to challenge the 1469 high, may go a little bit higher, but then I think we're finally going to get those more important tops, and this market is still going lower into December, into a bottom, and it can still come down towards $14, but I'm not convinced it's on its way down to, say, $13.50 or something like that, okay? So hopefully that makes a little sense and a little bit useful information. Yes, it can bounce one last time here, put in level two, level one tops, drop into December for level one. Same time, the model's warning, it's probably topping now for level one. It can start dropping into December for the level one, and at least the weekly indicator for soybeans, January beans, is overbought. It's warning us to be very cautious if they want to bounce us. Now, I must admit, there's some very good people advising farmers, speculators out there. They're concerned there is a big up move coming in beans. They don't like the South America weather. They think China's way behind, got to buy U.S. beans and Brazil beans. And so they're watching these daily highs, weekly highs here, and they think something significant can occur, and they're seeing some technical patterns where this market is consolidating in a triangle apex formation here, and they're more concerned of a break up than a breakdown. Because of this weekly overbought indicator, I can't get on board with them, and I don't trust that Argentine weather and Brazil weather yet to be a bullish scenario. Even though the dollar's down, I don't think that's a bullish factor. I don't trust China to be able to buy now, and I know they don't want to buy from the U.S. I've got to give the model a chance here that, yes, there could be lingering demand for one last pop and maybe get those bulls excited, and they're somewhat right, but they turn out to be somewhat wrong later, that the bigger move was down, not up, but they got a piece of that up move. Okay, it can all occur. It can happen. But my gut feeling is beans need to pull back towards $14. And then maybe if there is something bullish coming this winter, I could get on board that when we get this level one bottom. But let's give them a chance to pull it back first towards that level one bottom. Now, as we move to December wheat, and clicked on the wrong chart, we're going to do the weekly first. There's also people believing wheat is just too oversold. Something's coming, and they also like what they see in global markets, and I cannot blame them. It is time for a level one bottom in wheat. It's getting late, okay? It may only be a level two bottom, by the way, that we just get a bounce into December and then lower still later. It's conflicting information. But at least when you combine both of those forecasts, both are saying it's probably going to rally over the next 2 to 5 weeks here. Then down, and we will reevaluate how important that downside, okay? I think a key to watch out for is if it trades above this week's high, okay, at 843, with this kind of oversold condition, the weekly indicator, right in that time frame where the model's saying we've got to look for a bottom, I think you want to go with it and assume a bottom, even if I did not give you an alert. I think you want to assume this December Chicago wheat futures might rally to $9 during December and go off the board that way. Or maybe we'll have to spill over into the March and use that one to get it up to $9 or something, okay? In the meantime, it still looks soft. It still looks weak. I don't really see a fundamental reason for them to get all that excited, but I do think it's getting near the time that at least the flour boys in the U.S. need to buy some wheat. Now, when we zoom in on the daily chart, however, the model's saying you got a level three top yesterday. And this might help our scenario for corn, maybe even beans, that it's time to knock it down. It's looking bearish. It's outside the open close body, so it's no longer an inside day. It's still inside yesterday's low and high, so it is still the typical inside day. But it looks like it wants to violate yesterday's low. If it trades below 799 and a quarter, and if it will close on the weak side, soft side, I think we got a level 3 top as of yesterday. I think the market will soon, and may do this quickly, will take out last week's low at 795 and a half. And I think it can trade down into the 770s to as low as 750. But I'm also looking for level 3 bottom this week to early next. And then I think I got to get more bulled up for that rally going into December. So as a backup, just watch this week's high, that if it wants to trade above it, assume we're on our way higher during December, going into December. In the meantime, give them a chance to knock this down, and they may only knock it down for a couple of days, but they may knock it down into next week, that kind of scenario. Let's give them a chance and see how much selling is here. It looks like they want to sell it, and I think that'll help us on the corn market to keep selling it. I do see the wheat bottoming ahead of soybeans and corn, so even if wheat starts its rally going into December, I'm not convinced corn will jump on board of that, but I am convinced if wheat goes lower next few days, corn will jump on that and also go lower. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.